Hello, hello. This is Malachi here. This is probably the third time trying to record. This is just absolutely crazy, but hey, whatever. It is what it is. Anyways, I wanted to talk about the current situation with the Lakers and the where the blame is being shifted around and being just moved, and people are trying to dodge the heat-seeking bullet. Or which, who is the responsible of this monstrous deal, the situation they got going on in the Lakers? The Lakers right now were trying to do two things. They were in the development business while in the so-called wannabe flirting with winning business. And the two didn't make sense. Do you understand? And it's not even just that. There's offensive weapons they could have gone for. I want to go for playmakers. That's great. You wanted to go and try to. I see what Magic was trying to do and emulate. He's trying to emulate the Rockets, but the Rockets failed. Why would you try to emulate something that failed? Emulate the thing that actually beat the Warriors. LeBron's system. Why didn't you put shooters around LeBron? And I mean, one good playmaker, another all-star. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't need much. Just give him weapons, B. Give him weapons, and he will make it happen. On the part of the problem is everybody's play style revolve around diving into the paint, driving down the lane. And that's a problem for people that actually do it efficiently. So the more the lack of shooting around can allow people to load up in the paint. And that's what's happening. That's why the offensive efficiency is low, because they don't have outside shooters knocking down, keeping people at bay from the paint. You understand? You let these guys drift. Guess what? You make them pay. But you don't got the shooters to make that even happen. You don't even have the shooters to make that happen now. So guess what? They can load up in the fucking paint like Ben Simmons is playing. So, all right. I don't want to keep on rambling on further, but I wanted to get on to who this blame shall lie and lay to. And I'm going to lay it right where it's supposed to. You understand? And the head should always get it. The head should always get it. It's not. Yes, it's a coach. But people have already made adamant concerns about coach, about Luke Walton. You understand that you have arguably one of the greatest players on the fucking planet, and being coached by the guy, you understand, that grew up in was drafted in the same class. He's drafted in the same class as LeBron, but he's supposed to coach LeBron, and he has no hardware. Do you understand that? I don't know, man. It's absurd. So not only do you not want to get a decent coach, right? You want to get an experimental coach with fucking rookies. You understand? Oh yeah, we're gonna try to win. Oh, so you don't want to trade. Oh, then when you go and make the trade announcement, you do it sloppily. You understand? And then on top of that, you don't want to do the one thing that could have probably prevented the trade. If somebody utilized the players properly, it was the fucking coach. You should have gotten rid of the coach early. So the coach staying when people, nobody wanted it, nobody bought in. And the most important thing for a coach to do is be. Oh, man. No. I'm sorry. My son is playing in the toilet. Yep. Yeah. Anyways. No. No. All right. But like I said, these guys are just not, they're not serious about winning. They misrepresented their position. And what made things even worse is not only was it not working, it had evidence of it not working 2 years ago. So you have not only 2 years of bad data, of data, you understand, that shows you this guy is a mediocre coach at best. You understand? And guess what? And it's the head office too. The head office is picking bad players. You gotta go, you gotta call. Magic is not no savant. Magic is a good basketball player and a legend at that. But he's not a good coach. He's not a good GM. He loaded up on Lonzo. Lonzo's good, Lonzo's great, but Lonzo doesn't have a shot. There's better people. There's De'Aaron Fox. There was freaking Donovan Mitchell. You understand? There's Luka Doncic. There was so many other better players. Jason Tatum. You understand? There were so many other better players that they could have grabbed better than Lonzo. So I just don't get it. You understand? So there's bad picking. And now you got Jeannie Buss holding on to Luke when Luke wasn't working. There's get Mark Jackson. Get somebody, dude. Tom Thibodeau, somebody, dude. You understand? Somebody that can understand what the fuck or what a roster looks like. And a rotation actually looks like. A functioning one. You understand? That coherently utilizes people's freaking best strengths. And actually incorporates some freaking defense. You understand? This is absurd. And how long did these guys live with this thing rot infested? And now they're trying to put it on LeBron. LeBron, this was the worst mistake he ever did. It's not even going to the Lakers. As signing a 4-year deal. Sign a 2. Sign a 1 and an option. Sign a 1 and an option. These guys look what this freaking Magic did. Magic sold LeBron up the river. And now, freaking over Luke Walton, you're trading LeBron. And trying to play. Oh, he's aging. He's scoring 27 points per game. You understand? He says shooting what? 46-50% from the field, 30% from the three. Because guess what? He has to go get crowded and jumped in the freaking paint. Of course he's not gonna be efficient. He's not getting the spacing. Everybody's loading up on him. And he's really coming back from an injury. Before that, he was high 50s. Now they're going to try to play like it's a, he's getting older. He's got injured. These guys are pieces of shit. Don't sign long-term contracts. If anything, what Isaiah Thomas have taught every NBA player, take care of you first, bro. Take care of you first, guy. They will make you play and make you feel special when your sister dies. You understand? And then discard you. You understand? There was nothing business-esque. There was nothing professional about that. There was not a good deal. You understand? So not only do you got to get a bad reputation, you have fractured the relationship between players giving their all to an organization. That's an example that people really accept. But you know what? Shortcuts to have fucking long-term harm. Insane. Insane. That's what Isaiah Thomas did. That's what happened to the Celtics did. The Celtics fractured, you understand, the perception of security and a person give all their all and a franchise will have their back. And not do the nearest cutthroat deal, even if it looks good. Some things, like this business practices, I understand this is the NBA, you want to be competitive, you want to win. I don't think that Kawhi Leonard trade was the best thing for Toronto, because guess what? It's going to be an empty vacuum now. Kawhi's leaving. You took the short route. You ditched the guy that was all in. Get better players. You had a good coach. Get better players. You kept Fred VanVleet for freaking forever. You had a bunch of players. Look, Kyle Lowry. I love Kyle Lowry. But Kyle Lowry, you could get a better player, than a better point guard than Kyle Lowry. I love Kyle Lowry. He's a bull. He's a bulldog. You understand? Freaking 6 feet tall in the NBA. Shit. You mean we're about the same height? You understand? No.